Miley Cyrus. A tune called Flowers. Kind of appropriate, talking flowers, because it's 7:30 on a Friday the 10th of March, and it's time for the Micah Garden Show.
The Micah Garden Show with Tracy Miller-Smith from EcoBalance will inspire you to make the most of your outdoor space. Be sure to catch the Micah Garden Show on Friday mornings at 7:30 or listen to the podcast on our Radio Life and Style Apple website at your leisure. The Micah Garden Show is brought to you by BBS Micah at the Lifestyle Center in Ballito.
Yes, indeed, and you're catching it right now. And Tracy Miller-Smith from EcoBalance Landscapes is in the house, fresh on a Friday. Tracy, how are you today?
Morning, Mike. I'm so well, thank you.
Rocking and excited for this first edition of the Micah Garden Show, hey?
Very excited.
And look, we got a bit of rain this morning on the Dolphin Coast. The garden is loving it.
The gardens are celebrating at the moment.
Because, look, we're in March, obviously. Which, if you have to look at the seasonal picture, we are technically at the start of autumn, but it doesn't really feel like it in Ballito.
Definitely not. Mike, March is an autumn month, the beginning of autumn, but it is as almost as hot as February.
I think maybe even hotter. It feels like this last week in a bit.
The humidity has increased. It has really got very, very hot and humid.
And obviously the plants, the gardens take strain with this incredible oppressive coastal heat, eh?
It is a very challenging time of the year for us. Everything grows so fast, including the weeds. And at the same time, if you're not watering your garden well and more regularly, we find a lot of plants burning, and actually some of them, especially small little seedlings, just crumpling up and being totally burnt by the sun. That's how strong it is.
Gee whiz. Well, it is no joke. You know, we know it from our own skins, how incredibly intense our coastal sunshine can be. But for the garden, yeah, it's kind of, as you say, either it's feast or famine. Everything's growing way too fast for you to sort of maintain, or it's withering up and wilting in this epic, humid, hot heat we've been having. But look, this is your game, obviously. This is your world. Landscaping, just in a nutshell, for those that might have heard the name EcoBalance Landscapes, what are you all about? What do you do?
Mike, we live in the garden. Our teams are in gardens every single day. We are either installing beautifully designed landscape gardens, or we are looking after your gardens that have been installed. Whether your garden is a brand new installation or a garden that has many years behind it, we upgrade and we look after and maintain gardens.
And do you get a lot of that, requests to sort of revive a garden or reimagine or re-landscape a space that already is kind of established?
Yes, because, you know, gardens are ever changing, and you have to grow with your garden, and you have to change with your garden has to change. The trees get bigger, more shade gets cast, so it is ever changing. And if you don't know the ins and outs of plants, it is much better to get a professional to advise you. Otherwise, you are throwing your money away.
Well, this is the thing, you know. So you actually end up winning and saving in the bigger picture if you get the experts in to help you wrangle this thing, because it's a living thing, your garden. And of course, when it comes to powering the work that you do with EcoBalance, a partner like BBS Micah, who of course are bringing us this show right now, based in the Lifestyle Center. They've got a stunning nursery offering a wonderful range of pots, plants, pavers, pebbles, and a large selection of seedlings too. They're not just a hardware store, you see. And they've got fantastic staff, great product knowledge, excellent service, 7 days a week, and Tracy gives it two thumbs up.
Absolutely. We are forever popping into Micah. They have all the gardening needs that we require. And the big thing that everybody's looking out for at the moment is fertilizer. We're squeezing in the very last fertilizer of the season for our plants in the garden, for our lawn, for any pot plants, indoor plants, patio plants, because it's so it's such a strong growing season, and also we're going into winter, so yes. Autumn, winter, and the plants need to go in strong.
So this is it. March is your chance to get that final feed in before things really start to cool
very
down.
Very important, and come into Mica, because there is such a range, and of course, we only like to use organic fertilizers. And
this is very in at the moment, eh?
It's in forever, Mike. It's in forever. We're looking after our environment. We are doing everything we can to use only organic products.
And when you look at this March feeding season now, trying to keep it organic, what are your options in terms of, are we looking at, is it liquid? Are we looking at pellets? What are you recommending right now?
Well, for the garden, I definitely say that the easiest way is to use a pellet, because it's so easy to broadcast, and don't be put off. These little pellets sort of lie on top of the soil, and even if it hasn't rained, you don't have to water them in. They don't burn, which is great. The normal chemical fertilizers, how many times have you heard a friend who's burned their garden to death? But these organic pellets, they take in the moisture from the surrounds, and they crumble, and they actually go into the ground and fertilize the lawn and the garden. And then if you're doing indoor plants or patio plants, that is much better to use a nice organic liquid feed. You just dilute it in water and water your plants as normal. So you're doing two things at once, fertilizing and watering in one go.
That's brilliant. And then, you know, while we're talking about feeding the organic goodness, worm tea is also in the spotlight and having a bit of a moment.
Yes.
If you've got a little worm compost farm, that you know, there's a lot of stuff online. You've got Google, go into YouTube, and you can find a little how-to, build your own little worm farm. But the benefits of that, obviously, being that it produces this lovely worm tea.
Yes, it's the most amazing food for the soil and for your plants, and beautifully organic, and it has so many good advantages, because, for example, you're using your excess from the kitchen instead of sending it to the landfill, you are feeding it to your earthworm. So, I mean, there's so many, the knock-on effect is amazing, and it's in a very valuable plant food.
Brilliant. Now, obviously, as you've mentioned, our very own BBS Mica at the Lifestyle Center in Bolito, they've got organic fertilizers, all kinds, whether it's the liquid organic fertilizers or the pellets. Tell them what you're looking for, whether it's for the garden, the big garden at large, or the pot plants, and they'll be able to point you in the right direction. But keep it organic if you can. Tracy's
yeah.
Tracy's got you. And now, talking about the big green, this is a time where you want to be making sure that you're looking after the lawn, and mowing, very important, right?
Yes, and the grass is growing, galloping away every moment of every day, so it's still growing very fast, and it's very important to keep your mowing regime up, regular mowing. The more regularly you mow, the thicker and the mat of the lawn becomes, and that's very important, because you don't want to have a loose mat where the weeds can take root.
Close those gaps.
Close the gaps. Feeding and regular mowing, very important at this time of the year. Yeah,
it's like shaving. You know, the more, the more you shave, the thicker it grows back.
Yeah.
Obviously, when it comes to the looking after the lawn, that's the one side of the equation. But on the other side of a quick little musical breather, we're going to be looking at the importance of watering and looking at a schedule to make sure that you're doing enough.
Yes.
You don't want to overwater, you don't want to underwater. There's a balance, there's a Goldilocks zone. And Tracy Millersmith from EcoBalance Landscapes, she knows all about it. Oh, by the way, if you've got your phone in your pocket or if you're at your desk and you're looking to get in touch, just check out the website, ecobalance.co.za. All the contact details there. And we'll be back with more from the Mica Garden Show just after this one. Here's George Ezra with a tune called Green, Green Grass. Oh, look at that.
She moves like lightning, and she counts to three. Then she turns out all the lights and says she's coming for me. Now put your hands up, this is a heist. And there's no one in here living gonna make it out alive. Load it up when the sun comes down. Getaway car for two young lovers. Me and the girl straight out of town. Over the hills and undercover, undercover, undercover. She said, green, green girl.
George Ezra singing about the green, green grass. And how appropriate, because we're back in for part two of the Micah Garden Show right here on 88 FM, Radio Life and Style. It's a Friday morning, and Tracy Miller-Smith from EcoBalance Landscapes is in the house with me, holding court, having a coffee, and talking about the garden. Tracy, you're still here?
Yes, I'm still here.
Now, coffee is one thing, but water is another. And while it's important for us to keep hydrated during these hot, humid days that we're finding on the North Coast, for your garden, equally so, maybe even more so. But it's a fine line, watering. And if you don't know what you're doing, you run the risk of overwatering or underwatering. So what do we do, Tracy? How do we work this thing out? Should we be working to a schedule?
Well, yes. That would be the best. That would be the best. Watering is so important. It's the difference between a garden in survival and a garden that flourishes. And there is such a big difference. You can see it visibly, even though we are all planting indigenous plants at the moment, and they are water wise. But even the water wise plants do need to be regularly watered. Our rain patterns have changed so much. You cannot rely on our rain being the only source of water for your garden if you're wanting your garden to look gorgeous.
So are you really noticing a big difference from 5-10 years back in terms of the rain patterns and how they're affecting local gardens?
Absolutely. It's famine or feast.
Sure.
I mean, we just get downpours that wash the soil away, and some of the water goes into the garden, but then there are weeks and weeks of no rain. So we have to water our gardens. So the big trick about watering your garden at this time of the year is that definitely as we head towards the colder months, the water needs of your garden do get less. However, we are still in a very hot period, so don't give up on watering in March. March is very important for you to water, and there's two ways. I mean, the ideal way is to be on an irrigation system where it is actually already pre-programmed.
You got a timer
And it's got a timer.
It's doing that thing whether you're there or not.
Yes, which is the most convenient and, funnily enough, the most water-wise way of watering your garden.
Really?
Funnily enough, yes, they've done many, many trials and tests. But if you don't have an irrigation system, don't be sad. Watering by hand is definitely still a way to go. But it needs to be at least at this time of the year, no less than twice a week. And the lawns are the ones that are the water guzzlers. If you're wanting beautiful lawns, if you're wanting to be able to have Easter bunny hunts on a nice green lawn, then watering your lawn is important.
So you see, but now if you're looking to get your watering kit sorted out, whether you're looking to possibly go that irrigation timer route and get something that's going to work for your garden, for your size of garden, or whether you're just looking for kit to do it by hand, watering cans, hose pipes, pipe fittings, sprinklers, all of that stuff, you're going to find it, of course, at BBS Micah in the Lifestyle Center, Belito, in their garden department, right?
Their garden department has a full range, and all those garden hose pipe fittings, I think it's very important because, of course, even though we're saying water your garden, we don't want you to waste water in any way. So why don't you go out this weekend and check your hose pipes and see if there's any parts that are leaking and the water's just spilling down the drain. That is really not what we want to be doing right now. Water is scarce. We live in a water-scarce country, so we do use it with respect. So make sure you come in. I mean, if your hose pipe, for example, there's so many tricks to the trade. If your hose pipe has got a crack in it because the sun is very harsh on hose pipes, what we normally do is cut the crack out and come to Micah and get a special hose pipe join. It joins the two parts together, and at least you're not spilling water.
There you go. And of course, they've got all those really cool hose pipe heads that enable you to really dose your garden without leaving the water spilling between one flower bed and another. You can sort of really release it in measured doses and control the flow and make sure that you're just using what you need on the waterfront.
Yes. So having the right equipment is important. Watering as well, the best time to water is early in the morning before the hot sun comes out. Late in the evening is also an option. I mean, it's a therapeutic. Lots of people come home from work and want to water their gardens. It's really not the end of the world to water your garden late in the evening. But some people sort of say that it leaves your garden open to fungal infections if you're watering in the evenings, and it's a hot, humid evening, and the fungal infections sort of thrive on the water droplets that haven't been evaporated by the sun. But really, I would say if you're choosing between your garden looking good and watering in the evening, because that's the only time you can do it,
go for the evening.
I would say go for it, really.
Okay, and obviously, this is just the tip of the iceberg here, the first little edition of the Micah Garden Show. So in shows to come, we'll no doubt touch on issues like if you are encountering fungal infection or what they call rust on your leaves, and how do you deal with that. And it's all part of trying to keep a garden thriving in our coastal climate. And this is, of course, your game, Tracy, with Eco Balance Landscapes. I mentioned earlier that if anyone's looking for the professional services of a team that really understands how to get things growing on our coastline, ecobalance.co.za is the website where you can find all of the contact details. And whether you're looking for assistance with a residential garden or for a big office park or challenging landscape, you name it, you guys can handle pretty much any size job, right?
Yes, we are involved in domestic gardens and actually a lot of the small gardens. We love creating small gardens for the little flats and so on. So don't be shy, give us a call. And of course, we also even maintain small estates. So we really are well equipped to help you in your garden.
Yeah, there you go. You'll make sure that at least those two waterings a week get get taken care of.
Yes.
You heard it here on this Micah Garden Show, coming to you live on Radio Life and Style. And of course, brought to you by our very own BBS Micah in Balito at the Lifestyle Center. And for whatever you're looking for on the gardening front, whether it's plants, pavers, pebbles, a large selection of seedlings, wonderful range of pots, you'll find it at BBS Micah and the Lifestyle Center with their stunning nursery. It's not just a hardware store. They've got friendly staff, great product knowledge, excellent service, 7 days a week. And of course, they bring you this show right here. And Tracy, I'm looking forward to touching base and to talking gardens next Friday, 7:30, same time, same place. What do you say?
Yep, that sounds good to me, Mike.
You heard it here on 88 FM.
The Micah Garden Show with Tracy Miller-Smith from EcoBalance will inspire you to make the most of your outdoor space. Be sure to catch the Micah Garden Show on Friday mornings at 7:30 or listen to the podcast on our Radio Life and Style Apple website at your leisure. The Micah Garden Show is brought to you by BBS Micah at the Lifestyle Center in Balito.